This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pasuk, beginning of Parashas Emor, Yoimer Hashem El Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aharon, V'yomarto Aleihem, L'nefesh L'yitam B'amov, the din of Tumas Koyin. That a Koyin is not allowed to be metame to a mace. The wording of the Pasuk is different here than all other places where Moshe was supposed to go teach Aaron the halachas of Kahuna. Should have said, Dabra l'Aharon achicho, Dabra l'Aharon. He doesn't say Dabra l'Aharon, but it says Emir. And it's not addressed to Aharon, but rather Ala Kehanim b'nei Aharon, to the Kehanim, the sons of Aharon. V'amar to Aleihem, the Chayr is also extra. It already says, Emor Ala Kehanim. What's the V'amar to Aleihem? Rashi learns that the Emor Ala Kehanim b'nei Aharon V'amar to Aleihem, the redundancy, because it states Emor, and then it repeats Vamarta. So Emor is to the Kehanim Vamarta, and that they should say it over to the younger Kehanim. Lahazir Gedolim Alaktanim. So according to Rashi, it's true, the Nusach and Loshon of the Pasuk is different here, because it wasn't addressed to Aharon, but it was addressed to Aharon to tell his children. Emor el kehanim b'nei Aharon. That, what is the Emor? V'amarta aleihem. The Rosh in his Psakim, in Hilchas Tumah, says that it's actually learnt from the beginning of the Pasuk. Emor el kehanim b'nei Aharon. L'hazik gedolim alaktanim. Emor doesn't say to Aharon. It says el kehanim B'nei Aharon. So it's supposed to mean and supposed to teach Emor Ala Kehanim that they should tell the B'nei Aharon, that they should tell the younger Lahazir Gedolim Alaktan. Either way, you see clearly that the Nusach and the Lashon of the Pasuk is different. In place of it saying Dabra Laharon and tell him the din of Tumas Koyin, it's Emor El Kehanim B'nei Aharon V'amarta Aleihem. And this is L'hazik Gedolim Alaktanim between Rashi and the Rosh's Pshat. I believe that the Lashon of the Pasuk is teaching, is giving us a lesson of how to be lahazir gedolim alaktanim. We know there's a mitzvah of chinuch. We know that chinuch pashtus is midrabanan. Yet here we find a mitzvah of chinuch. We find by the kohen who has to be mechanich his youngers, which l'chayre, maybe not even his own children, lahazik gedolim alaktanim, it's a nice aura. Are we talking about his own children? Pashas, it means any cotton, even a regular child, not the chinuch ha'av ala ben, but the chinuch of a gadol ala cotton. But either way, I think the lashon, the nusach of the pasuk, is giving us tremendous lessons on how to be lahazir gedolim alaktanim. How to give musr, how to give techocha, how to give chinuch to a child, how to give chinuch to someone who's a katan from through the mouth of the gadol. Chinuch rabbosai, techocha is a tremendous art. It's not an easy thing to be mechanech. Not everyone knows how to do it. The Gemara in Soita says clearly, Reb Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tomani, I wonder im yesh b'doir hazeh she'idei alo ichiach, if there's anyone already from his time, if there's anyone from his time already left that's able to give teichacha. This is a Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. The Chazon Ish, based on this Gemara, says a tremendous yesod, a chiddush in halacha, that maybe everyone today who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs is a tinik shenishba. He maybe possibly has a schus, a limud schus, because there was nobody there to be mechiachim, there was nobody there to be mechanechim, there was nobody there to be madrichim. Hadroche, chinuch, teichache, isn't just rebuking, it isn't just telling people what to do. There's an art, there's a chachma, there's a ge'oinis, there's a genius in how to move the heart of someone, to move the heart of a child, that he should follow in the ways of Torah mitzvahs. And maybe the wording of the pasuk here is giving us hadrocha, is giving us lessons on how to be mechanech lahazir gedoilim alaktanim. So Rabbi say, let's learn up the pasuk. And let's learn out the limudim that the pasuk is teaching us and giving us ways on how to be lahazir gedoilim alaktanim. And then maybe we'll understand the wording, the nusach of the pasuk, why it's chose to be a different nusach. So the first thing, I think it's important to point out, the lahazir gedoilim alaktanim shteit shein in sfarim, that the greatest musar is that the gedoilim themselves should keep it. The greatest chinuch is that the gedoilim should be a role model for the ketanim. That's lahazir gedoilim. It doesn't say lahazir that the gedoilim should tell the ketanim, but rather lahazir gedoilim ala ketanim. That the gedoilim, through their actions, will be mashpia on the ketanim. One of the greatest and most important yesoidis in chinuch and in teichacha is by example. That when the child sees the father behaving in a certain way, when the child sees the father as avasatera, he has dikduk hamitzvahs, that is the greatest form of chinuch possible. No words, no amount of speeches can come to close to be on the level of chinuch, of example, by leading, by teaching, by being mashpia through example. Emor lakehanim, tell the kehanim, their din is the chinuch of Bnei Aharon as well, because lahazir gedoilim, that the way they behave, and the way they have shmira, their zehirus will already go over. It will already flow over to the children. And that's the first lesson in chinuch. And that's the first lesson in teichacha. How many times do we find that a father will rebuke a child when he himself, the father, is nicht ausgehalten in der Sache? Not only it doesn't have an effect, it probably has the opposite effect. It probably has the reverse effect. As the tata tut es nicht. As the tata ret in shul, if the father is going to speak in shul, and then he turns around and he yells at the kid, shh, don't talk in shul, was willst du vom kind, what do you want from him? You need to show, you need to be an example. What it does is lahazir gedoilim laktanim. So this is the Emor lakehanim, their mitzvah. What is their mitzvah? There's the heroes in this mitzvah, this inyan is. Remember, you and Bnei Aharon, the way you behave, the way you act, so too will act the ketanim, your children, and even ketanim, not your children. A kohen must lead by example of zehirus in the kedushas kahuna. And that's why it's put together, emor el kohanim. Remember, it's not only you, Kayana, but it's Bnei Aharon too. For the way you act, that's how the Bnei Aharon will act. There's another lesson here, Rabbosai. And I feel very strongly about this. How to talk to a child, and how to talk to another individual, to be mashpi on him. You need to speak positive. You need to speak uplifting. You need to talk to him, to him, not down to him. Lift him, don't knock him down. Emor el kehanim, what should you tell the kehanim? Tell them that they are Bnei Aharon. Tell them you realize who you are. You're the children of Aharon. You realize your lineage. You realize the Kedushas Kahuna that you come from. Ufeibin, lift them. Tell them who they are. Tell them they're Bnei Aharon. When you talk to a Yiddish kind, tell them, Aschus, Mr. Chayid. Don't have to put him down. And you don't have to make Kiyum HaMitzvahs to be something ashtrasha. You should make it something, a schus, something which is a merit. It's a prize. It's a prize. You realize who you are. You realize what you could be. In Parshas Baloyischa, the Pasuk says that Moshe was commanded. He had a tzivui. Kachas alaviyim itoy b'nei Yisrael v'tiharto isham. So krashi kochein b'dvorim. How do you take the Levi and separate him and tell him he's different? Tell him he's something from the hecher madrega. You tell him by telling him with words ashreichem. Shetisku liyos shamoshim lamakoim. The schus, the merit you have. Yibakuk vas tohast hazah schus. Praised are you. Hazei daf mireden. Hazei daf min mechanech zayn. Levim, it's called chinuch ha-levim. This parish is how you mechanech ha-levi. And it's the same way you mechanech ha-kayin. You tell him, B'nei Aharon. My alter fetter, Reb Zalman, Sorotzkin, Zeichat Tzadik, Levracha, Flagzogin, L'chayra, every mitzvah has l'hazik gedoylem alaktanim. Why do we find the l'hazik gedoylem alaktanim over here in this parish? Why is it unique and special to Tumas Kayin? Reb Zalman Sorotzkin gesagt, Tumas Kayin is Kedushas Kahuna. The child is put aside on a higher level, separated from everybody else. You're different. So you know how you bring a child to understand and appreciate that separation? By lifting him. By lifting him. By telling him, du hast Zeuche gewen, nicht alle haben Zeuche gewen. Rabbi say, when we want our children to be Bnei Torah, when we want our children to separate themselves from the world, we want them to do and live a life of Kedusha, while the whole world is not doing that. While the whole world is running after a life, money, and whatever else the world was running after. There's only one way to be matzliach in being mashpi on them, on being ma'ir them, on giving them a sairis to want to do this and live such a life. And that is kachim bedvarim. Take them with words, with uplifting words. Bring out to them the beauty, the schus of that type of a life. Even b'matan Torah, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is introducing to Klal Yisrael that I'll give you the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does the same thing. He gives them words, uplifting words that are ma'ir them. V'yisim v'atim tiulim amleches kayanim v'goy kodesh v'yisim li skulam ikalo amim. You want Klal Yisrael, you want a Yid to live a different life, a life of Torah. He needs to hear aschus, ashreichem, skula, mamleches kayanim. It's something to strive for. And you were lucky, you were chosen. But if the child feels berated, and if the child feels that it's an oil that he has to keep Torah mitzvahs, and no matter all the talking and all convincing that you'll do, that there came a nitzayin, yisim liskula aben Torah, b'nei aharein hakodesh, it's not going to happen. There's a meiritika, ksava kabbalah. We asked if Amar Talayim is extra. Shteit shein, Emor. So according to Rashi, the Emor and the Amarta is where we learn Lahazi Gedolim Alaktanim. But according to the Rosh, it's actually learned from Emor like Kehanim and Aharon. So it's even more shver. What does it mean, Amar Talayim? According to Rashi, it's part of the Drash. Emor and Amarta. But according to the Rosh, that it's learned from Emor like Kehanim and Aharon, so Amar Talayim is mamish ibarik. It's extra. Efshekem zogim et ksava kavolas. Zog et ksava kabbalah. The Amarta doesn't mean to say. It's not about speaking. What is Vamarta? We find the same nusach. Es Hashem emircha hayoim. Hashem emircha hayoim. At hamarta. Es Hashem alaykecha. By tefillin, we elevate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam elevates Klal Yisrael. Amira, in the context of psukim, could also mean uplift, to exalt. Zakta ksava kabbal v'amarta aleihem. Exalt them, elevate them. Uf heben. Lift them up. That's why the pasuk efsher is saying v'amarta aleihem. Not tell them. Tell him. It's not tell him. Hey, b'muf. Telling him is not going to help you. It's not going to do much for you. Daf muf heben. Hoicheach teichiach es amisecho. V'loisisa olav chet. What does it mean, v'loisisa olav chet? So Pashit means, if you're not Mechiach him, it'll be a chait to you. Because if he does the Avera, you weren't Mechiach him, it's as if you did the Avera. Nitfas Olav. So when I see Olav chait, don't have a sin by not being Mechiach. Another Pshat Mefarshim say, when you're Mechiach, don't be Sis Olav chait. Why? When a person is not Mechiach properly, that itself could be a chet. You think you're giving him musaf for a chet. Maybe if you're not mechichim, you're doing a chet. If you mechichim wrong, you're doing more damage than good. And we spoke many times, the word amisecha, the root word is imach. Imach always means I'm together. There's a certain with togetherness. Am Yisecha. So when you give Teichacha, it needs to be Am Yisecha. And if it's not that done that way, and if it's Musar given not properly, it could be Sisal of Chait. You might even do more damage than good. But Efshir, according to the way we're explaining the Psukim, Efshir Kemenzagin Hashena Taitra, boy, sorry. How do you do that? Don't exalt the chet over the person, but rather elevate the person over the chet. Don't make the chet bigger than the person. Make the person bigger than the chet that he did. V'loisisa, don't rise, don't elevate, don't make bigger the chet than the person. Tell the person he's a lot bigger than this chet. I remember my Baba Leah Shalom grew up in Radin. She had the nuschoyes of the Amolika. And those that understand what I mean by this, there'll be plenty. See, it's geret from via the Amolika, it's geret in the haim. She used to say, "It's pastach nishtandas, pastach hazah gutta. You're such a good boy. You're such a chash of a person. It's not for you to do this." She was lifting the person and making the chet so small as is pastnish. It's not something that someone so that's big should be doing. How do you say? How did you do this? So and so aveira. So what did you do? Who do you put the guy down and you pick the Aveira up. Fakert. What you're supposed to do is pick the person up. To the point that he'll say, Asinishvadir, this is my sakatness. What are you doing? How does someone so big do such a childish thing? What thus is the pshat. Emer l'kahane b'nei Aaron. Tell them, Bistach b'nei Aaron. You need to keep Kedushas Kahuna. You know who you are. To base be grace, du bist. Efshir Rabbi said, we could take out some more lessons in how to give chinuch and how to give teichach. V'amarto aleihem. What does it mean, v'amarto aleihem? Say to them. Noam Elimelech says, when you give somebody Musar and he feels hurt, there is no way for him to hear the Musar. You need to be able to get in there, so to speak. And the way to get in there is take down the guards. Every person has guards that he shouldn't get hurt. If in the Musar you're hurting him, he's not going to hear anything. The defenses will go up. So what do you do? Don't direct the Musar to him. V'omarta aleihem. Speak it in general. Don't say Elov, but aleihem. Amalekim Agidim were Goinim in this area. They would get up and try to give Musar to a certain individual. So they wouldn't direct it to the individual or individuals. They would say, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to me. You won't come listen to the Musar that I'm giving myself. This is what the Noam Elimelech is saying. If you direct it at somebody. I rather had a very cute experience in this area. Years ago, I was, when I started the yeshiva, so I would give Musar, and there were things in the yeshiva I had to talk about that needed tikkun, that needed teichacha. And I didn't see this Noam Elimelech then, but I understood that that's the right way to go. If I'll direct it to the person who did the mistake, who did the avla, it's going to turn into agansa maisa. So I figured I'll give a shmuz barabim, and I'll address it to everybody. What happened? After the shmuz, the person who I had in mind, that I said the entire shmuz because of him, walks over to me, and he says to me, Shashiva, how did you know so-and-so, my friend, that Punkt came just now to the yeshiva, he's only here a few days, and you already know the chizuk that he needs. And I was looking at him and I said, what? I don't know that guy. I wasn't talking about him, I was talking about you. Sometimes you're supposed to talk about general and not directed to the person. Yeah. And that could be as the pshat in the pasuk. Don't put the chet on him. Don't direct it and say, you did this, because just say in general, there's a good, a musr, an inyan to keep this thing. Don't direct, target, don't target all of the chet on him. But at the same time, maybe v'amarta aleihem, you have to be able to talk to the person. How many times do we talk and talk and there's no lesson directed on the level of the person for the person to understand it? V'amarta, you got to talk, but you got to talk to them. You're talking g'daylim alaktanim. You know, how many times the people, they talk and they're talking and they're talking, but it's not to the person. So maybe on one hand, the name of the Melech Sliman is Gavaldik. Talk in general, don't direct it. But even when you talk in general, but you got to talk to the person. I always say that the night of Pesach, the mitzvah is Daber, Ba'ozne Bincho, Ben Bincho, Es Asher, Es Halalti, B'Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Ba'ozne Bincho? Where else do you want to speak? Where at the Zogman? Where do you want to speak? Daber, Ba'ozne Bincho. Yeah, dab nuzak, dab bazne bincha. You have another place you could talk to. And the Teretz Yom Kerenz Devent. The person could talk all night, the night of the Seder. Yeah, Taira mit gematriyayis mit meyudikazach. Beautiful, shein and drush on that God. But what does that have to do with your kid? Your kid can't relate to it. Dabinu ba'ozne. Rashi says by Yehuda. Yehuda says, Yadabino Adoni Dovor. Ba'ozne Adoni. I'm sorry, Yadabino Abdukh Dovor Ba'ozne Adoni. The beginning of Parshas Vayigash. Yehuda comes close to Be'yosef and he tells him, Yadabino Abdukh Dovor. Nu Ba'ozne Adoni. Zakrashi, what's Ba'ozne Adoni? Yikansu Dvarai Ba'oznecha. It should get in there. It should go. It has to be what? Words that enter the person. This is Dabino Dova. Ba'ozne Adoni is the same thing. Ba'ozne Bincha. Speak to the children. Eis Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. And that's the same thing. V'amarta Aleihem. You need to connect. You need to talk to them. So you're not allowed to talk over them. And you're not allowed to talk around them. You got to talk to them. Don't talk down to them. Maskin. But talk to them. Don't talk above them either. Yeah, Beisai. The limut. Ameiradika limut. Vomarta. Aleihem. Maybe aleihem means don't talk down to them. But at the same time, don't talk above them. Talk to them. In order, you should connect and have a dialogue, a connection. He hears what you're saying because your words are talking to him. You're talking to him. Maybe there's another lesson, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe there's another lesson here. Medrash says, I'm talking the redundancy of Emor Vamarta. You see that you need to talk twice. It's not enough to talk once. He says, Malachim zak de medrash. For them, it's good enough to say it once. Abba b'nei aharin, people, they need emir, and then you got to repeat it again. Emir, and then to repeat it again. I saw a vart from the Kotzke Zeche Tzadik Levracha. He says, "Das is the pshat in lahazik gedolim alaktanim." Gedolim of the kohanim, the ktanim is everybody who is not a kohen. So this is lahazik gedolim alaktanim because ma'aduch the kohen who's already anyway on a higher madrega. He needs to be spoken to not once but again and again. So kalshkein, when you speak to the hamainam, not the kohanim, the kedoshim, the oivdim, and the beis hamikdash, lahazir, the gedoylim, and it has to be twice because you got to repeat and keep on giving chizuk and keep on giving musar and keep on giving chinuch. If by them they need emor v'amarto, lahazir gedoylim laktanim, the simple people, what do they need? Constant. To say they're over again and over again. The Gemara says, even may upon him, you gotta keep on doing it. At some point, a person says, okay, I tried this, get this. That's not how chinuch works. Chinuch is, you gotta be persistent, you gotta keep on doing it. You have to be Emma Vamarta again and again. Amol Mensch sees, I tried, I spoke to him. Got to be persistent. The lahazik gedolim alaktanim, it's continuous. And if so, actually there's a limud here, emor v'amarta. We know that dibur is kasha, amira is raka. We started off by asking, why doesn't it say daber l'aron achicho? Daber, always it says daber. And here it says what? Emor. Emor, v'amarta. Because here it's also about lahazir. It's about giving musar. The way to give musar, and especially the way to give musar to a child, the way to give musar to a katan is amira raka again and again and again. Sometimes, even if we're going to do it once nicely, but then we get frustrated. We get frustrated. Yeah. And what do? We start getting tougher in our words. And the frustration is, you could hear it ringing in the words that you're saying. Not going to get anywhere. If the child feels that the words that you're saying is frustration, he feels that you're upset or it's not going to enter. It's a tremendous avoid in patience. It's a tremendous avoid in parenthood. Has to be emir, and then when you do it again and again, it still remains what? V'amarta. And what is the v'amarta? Aleihem. That connection. When you talk, you can't just talk and give musar. You got to continuously talk to them. And it's talking, it's not dibur. And that's the sugya of the lahazik gedolim alaktanim. There's an art on how to talk to the heart. There's an art on how to penetrate. And as Chazal tell us, it's lev, it's the heart. Dvarim nichnasim, hayoytzim min alev is nichnasim al alev. And after that's the pshat in the pasuk, v'heishiv lev avos al banim. When Mashiach comes, that connection where a child is able to talk to his father, that the father is able to talk to him, that's lev, meheshiv, lev avos al banim. Today, there's so much as a Rosh Hashiva that I hear, the way children and parents, they're talking over each other, around each other, that heart-to-heart talk, so to speak, is the chachma of chinuch. The heart-to-heart, talking heart-to-heart. And if you have that heart-to-heart, dvar mayoytzim min alev is nechnasim al alev. And this is emir v'amar talayim. This is how you're going to be able to be mazir gedolim alaktanim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.